That's not how this works.
The curtain opened on the first production at the Tom Peterson Black Box Theater, a comedy called Here We Sit.
It's unbearable.
I'm a scream.
It's craziness with actors portraying the audience and some audience portraying actors.
Rick Myers is the director of the show and president of the Sioux City Community Theater Board. He was also friends with Peterson, who died in a wintry traffic accident on January 2nd, 1994, at the age of 45.
Might be more in the rain and snow area that
like,
you see.
What? No, I don't believe you. And it took a long time for that to really sink in to the people that really knew him, that he was gone.
Before the actors hit the stage, an official dedication.
This all started with a very tragic situation and our loss of Tom.
For the project, more than 2 years in the making. The theater named for the former KCAU weather director, well known for his unique way of giving the forecast.
This is the Major 9 News Nightcast.
I remember watching the weather on KCAU, and people would send him these outrageous, funny pointers, and of course he loved it, and that was so much of Tom's personality.
Gretchen Gondek, the former general manager for Siouxland Public Media, first met Peterson 40 years ago. Peterson started his career as a disc jockey before appearing in front of the camera.
I went to some media function and met Tom Peterson, who was so welcoming and gave me a big hug and introduced me to a whole bunch of people because I didn't know anybody here. So Tom has always had a very special place in my heart. So it makes this evening all that more special.
Gondek organized the gathering for friends, colleagues, family.
Because he just loved this place.
Including Peterson's sister, Robbie Adelman, who lives in Des Moines. He had this larger-than-life personality that he showed on TV. Was he really like that in real life?
Yes, very definitely. Yeah, he had fun. He really, I mean, he had down times. Everybody has down times, but he didn't have that many of them. And he could always find something positive in a situation.
Mm-hmm. Adelman says her brother also dedicated his early adult years to another calling.
He graduated from Central High School. And then he went to Morningside College. But that was the time that we were right in the midst of Vietnam. And you had to enlist or you got drafted. And he enlisted. He worked for Armed Forces Radio and TV. He'd get a story, and he knew it was factually correct. And he'd take the story in. And by the time they put it on the air, the story would be different. They didn't want the public to know what was really going on over there.
Theater meant a lot to Peterson, who also served as the general manager of the Sioux City Community Theater at the time of his death.
He would be out here doing the pre-show, and then he would rush to work to do the weather.
It's great, and it's really
sometimes just in the nick of time as they were going on, but he was always out here. He was always dedicated to this place. He always took pride in knowing the people and the patrons as they walked in the door.
Cross that bridge when it comes to us.
The new Black Box Theater seats up to 100 people and will showcase more experimental plays and performances. What do you think Tom would have thought about this theater named in his honor?
I think he'd really be tickled.
This is a great honor for him. It really is. And I'm sure he's here to see it.
He'd be the first one to say, well, let's just have a beer and celebrate.
Even though it's been more than 25 years since his passing, the Tom Peterson Black Box Theater brings a lasting legacy to a new generation of fans.
It's been a lot of fun over the last few years.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.
history.